Objective. Today on the Victory Unlimited show, you'll be briefed on how some women can be into you 1 minute and not into you the next. You're going to find out how to stay in the hot zone by dodging the friend zone altogether. Also, we'll talk about exclusive relationships. What's the difference between settling down and settling up? Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world.
Details you're about to receive listening to this show is for entertainment purposes only. Those needs to be clear that you are entering into the ring. Every attempt to
Becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight. So, welcome to the war, soldier.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited. And thanks for joining us today for another meeting in the Relationship War Room. This show is all about winning the war to have winning relationships. Time is of the essence. So let's get right into it. Where's my email beat? We got a message from Big Ted. And he's from Buffalo, New York. And the title of his email is From the Hot Zone to the Friend Zone in a Week. I repeat, From the Hot Zone to the Friend Zone in a Week. And his message reads, Hey, Victory. Things are crucial. I need your input. I don't really know what's going on with this one. I met this super fine, super hot, or as you call them, a bum level babe at a work-related conference about 6 months ago. It's probably because she's so hot that I'm having so much trouble with this situation I'm in. I work in the automotive sales profession, and we have local industry meetings every other month or so. After these meetings, we all get a chance to mix and mingle with each other afterwards in the hotel bar to make contacts, share sales leads, or whatever. When I first met this woman, she was already involved with the guy, but that didn't stop her from flirting with me. And she's been doing it ever since the first time we met. You know what I'm talking about, VU. Laughing at all my jokes, sitting next to me when she didn't have to, and touching and complimenting me a lot. But when I let her know that I was interested in her, and every time I asked her for her number, she always just shut me down and reminded me that she had a boyfriend. Then, about 2 months ago, she actually gave me her number. She said that she just broke up with her boyfriend, but she was interested in me too, but she wanted to take it slow. So, over the last couple of months, she's been going out on dates with me whenever I invite her, but nothing physical has happened yet. But the sexual tension in the room between us is so thick that you can cut it with a butter knife. So far, all we've done is having an occasional dinner or a night out and maybe a kiss, but nothing too passionate. Mostly, we've just gone out and had a good time while she tells me how much she's into me and how much she likes my company. She calls me or texts me a bunch of times a day, so I think that's a good sign. Sometimes we talk about us, but most of the time, though I hate it, and I hate to admit it, She talks about how sensitive she still is emotionally since she broke up with a boyfriend. She said that they've been together for almost a year, though we've done some fooling around, and she seems more relaxed with the idea of us doing almost everything except sex. She's always saying that she thinks that if we go all the way, it would be too much for her to handle right now. Well, last week, it looked like everything was finally going to break my way when we went on an out-of-town weekend trip together. She just told me the week before that she was ready for us to take it to the next level. The last night of the trip before we left to come back to the city the next day, she came closer to having sex with me than she had so far. She was all over me. She already had most of her clothes off before I could get mine off. But at the last minute, she said she wanted to stop, so we stopped. I was frustrated as hell, but what can you do, you know? Damn, this girl is sexy. She said she wanted to stop because she felt like she still wasn't ready yet. So we just sat up and talked until we both fell asleep. Anyway, the very next night, after the day we got back in the town, she called me around 11:30 p.m. and told me that she'd been doing a lot of thinking, and she thinks we're moving too fast. She said she's not ready to be in another serious relationship right now, and that all this is happening too soon after her breakup with her boyfriend. Now, I haven't actually told her I wanted an exclusive relationship with her yet, but she's right. I look at her as real long-term girlfriend material, but she said she already knows that that's what I want, but she can't handle that right now, but we can be friends. Then she told me to have a good day at work tomorrow and that she'll touch base with me later in the week just to see how I'm doing. We can be friends. What the hell is going on, Victory? 1 minute, she's all over me. Now, she just wants to be friends? What's worse, this girl is actually still calling me and texting me and even asking to go to the next car show with me early next month. Victory, I'm not trying to be friends with this woman. Help. Okay, troops, everybody got that? Yo, Big Ted, help is on the way. As a matter of fact, help is here. Now, judging from your message, it looks like what you're dealing with here is a woman that's in a state of unrest. She seems to be confused, double-minded, and like the old saying goes, a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. This woman's emotions are running wild. She's on an emotional upheaval merry-go-round that you shouldn't be riding on with her. She's going in circles, and from what it sounds like, what's going on here is that she hollers at you every time she goes by just so she can get an attention fix from you, to extract some sort of passion out of you, to make herself feel better whenever she's feeling low. Now, though you don't have an eye in the sky or advanced espionage equipment like we do on this show, but guess what? Because we do, now you do. This woman is still routinely talking to her quote-unquote ex-boyfriend. That's why her feelings for you flip from 1 minute to the next. You see, in your girl's particular brand of breakup, it usually goes down this way. First, she dumps him for some reason or another, usually for something he's done. More than likely, he may have cheated on her, or maybe he failed to wife her up, or maybe he failed to take some other type of relationship step that she wanted him to take. Then, for weeks and months after the breakup, he calls all the time on the phone, and he's probably asking her if she still loves him, and he's probably begging her to come back with him. Then, because her emotions are still tender, she gets torn between the memories of all the good times and the memories of all the bad times. So Sometimes she misses him. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she talks to him. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she lets him come over. And sometimes she probably goes to see him. And sometimes they probably still have sex. What's going on here is that she may have told you that the relationship is dead, but in reality, it's still alive. It's just on life support. So, while she's confused as to which way it's going to go, she wants to keep you around just in case. And as far as all of this aggravated teasing stuff goes, she keeps stopping at the last minute because in her mind, as long as she hasn't had sex with you yet, she's still being faithful to this ghost of a relationship that she's denied, that she's still in. This girl is setting things up for what I refer to in the Victory Unlimited battle plan as the tandem jump. She's setting you up for the tandem jump. She doesn't really want to let go of either one of you. So, until she's sure that she can safely jump into the arms of at least one of you, as opposed to hitting the ground alone, she's going to keep both of you around. Unfortunately, my man, it looks like she's made the choice, and the choice is not you. Now, unfortunately, also, this kind of stuff happens all the time. The reality of the situation is that most women who aren't out-and-out manipulators can't really carry on a full-blown exclusive relationship with two different guys at the same time without being hit with at least some kind of confusion. She's in a state of perpetual flux right now, it looks like. The reason why she's running hot for you one minute is because she's running cold towards that other guy the same minute, and vice versa. As long as she's got this dude flying in and out of her life, messing with her mind, she's going to continue to mess with your mind by default. Now, at the end of the day, it shouldn't make a difference to you whether or not she's doing this on purpose or because she's doing it on a subconscious level. Because at the end of the day, the results are still the same. You've gone from the hot zone to the friend zone. And that's definitely not where you want to be. Your mission is to not waste any more time trying to figure out what this woman is thinking. I know that you want to see if you can salvage this girlfriend mission that you've been on. But first, let's look at where you went wrong so far. Number one, you let yourself get too emotionally attached to this woman a lot sooner than you should have. Always expect women to have at least some kind of emotional baggage with them just after their last relationship ends. Number two, you let her have too much easy access to you than you should have. You gave a girlfriend level access before she even earned the right to have it. Number three, you let her turn you into her relationship advisor instead of her lover. You spent too much time listening. You spent too much time listening to her problems rather than being the kind of man to make her forget all about them. Number four, you let yourself become immobilized by making an unspoken, premature commitment to her. In the Victory Unlimited battle plan, I call this passion paralysis. You said yourself, this girl already knows that you're way into her long before that she's even had a chance to get into you. And number five, most, if not all of the things that I just pointed out are happening to you because you probably don't have any other bum level babes in your romantic sights right now that can rival this particular woman in attractiveness. I'm going to give it to you straight. Things are not looking good for you right now. But it's not necessarily all over just yet. Now that you've been debriefed on what you did wrong, here are your marching orders if you want to have a chance on making it right. Now, pay attention and listen kind of close because this may go by kind of quick. Go radio silence on this chick. Cut off all non-business related contact with her right now. Definitely don't offer to be her ride to the next car show, conference, or whatever. Make up an excuse to get out of it. Make up an excuse you like, but make sure you are unavailable to her for any kind of extracurricular activity that isn't obviously a romantic date. Only make yourself available for dates. Only make yourself available for dates that she initiates, preferably, and pays for. Otherwise, she'll think you're okay with being treated like her male girlfriend. And she'll think it's okay for her to use you like a tissue to wipe up her tears when she's feeling depressed, confused, or sad about her ex. Then, when she's feeling better, she'll throw you away, just like she'd throw away a Kleenex, a used one. Now, pay attention to what I'm telling you here. I cannot overstate the importance of you cutting off contact with this woman for anything other than romantic interactions. Now, by the same token, always be kind, always be confident, charismatic, bold, and humorous around her, but always be too busy to hang out with her. Failure of you to do this could result in you being quarantined to the friend zone forever. So roll with the plan that I just outlined. And if you do it long enough, maybe the day may come when she does get her mind right enough and she goes out with you and or comes over to your place. Now, if she does this, don't waste a whole lot of time talking her to death when you get her alone. If she tries to get started up talking about her ex, just nod and change the subject. All the while, you should be leading her to be more relaxed, comfortable, and turned on around you. You do this by putting yourself into seduction mode. And part of seduction mode is that no matter what you're doing or saying to her or with her, always make sure that there's a subtle, sensual, and sexual undertone to it. Be a man who knows what he wants and is not ashamed to act like it. Don't make the mistake of asking her to do anything. Now, that'll only put her in the mood to do too much thinking, and then she'll talk herself out of being with you like she's been doing, and that's not what you want. So lead her, guide her, show her what it is that you want with her and from her. Now, when the moment becomes quiet and intimate, do most of your quote-unquote talking to her with your eyes, your hands, and your voice tone. Keep it sexy. And remember, it's not always what you say to a woman that turns her on. It's how you say it. Now, the next time she comes over to your place, show her what's on your mind. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not talking about trying to take a rape charge here, mister. What I'm talking about is leading her with confidence just to see if she's serious about wanting the same thing as you. Most women who really feel passion for you two love it when you take charge and seduce them like they've never been seduced before. But until she comes to you correct, as long as she insists on sticking to her friendship strategy, treat her like one. Leave your money in your pocket. Respect your time by investing it more wisely somewhere else. But if you're still convinced that this woman is more confused than she is conniving, then strive to make her pay for more dates than you do, like I just mentioned a little earlier. And if you can't maneuver it in such a way that she pays, at least get something out of the deal until she gives you what you want, which is some kind of real, honest, true man-woman romantic activity. I recommend that you tax her ass like the government. Or better yet, just move on until she pulls out all the stops and comes after you with a made-up mind. Now, having said all of that, and since I just broached the subject, I got to tell you, regardless of whether or not you follow through with the plan that I just outlined for you, you must, I repeat, you must make it a priority to go out and do some serious recon. You got to go and see if you can find some more worthy women to meet. Hear what I'm saying to you? I didn't say go out and meet a whole lot of other women in general. No, just meeting a lot of other women in general is not good enough. In order for you to shake yourself loose from this attack of passion paralysis that you've got, you got to meet some more bomb level babes, because if these women don't measure up to this one, even if you do manage to salvage this quote unquote girlfriend mission that you've been on and get back on track with her in the right way, you could wind up blowing it all anyway. Because even if you get her, you'd be too anxious, you'd be too available, you'd be too acquiescent, and you'll be a bunch of other things that you probably shouldn't be. Now, not that I'd advise this strategy for every man, but with the level of composure that you've demonstrated so far, this is the best strategy for you, though. You could really benefit from knowing that you have some real feminine options out there that you can choose from, women as fine as the one that you're so focused on right now. And on top of that, make sure you remain focused on achieving full spectrum dominance over all the other areas of your life, too. Make sure you keep spending your time and your money on other things in life that you enjoy and that benefit you or that benefit the people in your life that you already care about. And that you already know who care about you. By all means, know that having other options is not just relegated to just other women. Now, stop for a moment and think about what I just said to you. Your life should be full of more than just thinking about women only. Over time and with enough experience, you'll see that the more really attractive women that you meet, the more selective you'll be about which ones you want to have in your life. And for damn sure, you'll be more selective about what kind of qualities that that woman has to have in order to make the cut to be in your life. You'll be just as concerned with not only how she is, but how she treats you. But you'll never find out that there's always more women out there if you limit yourself prematurely by putting your romance search on hold while you're waiting around to see if this particular chick is going to choose you or not. So go out and meet some other women and go out and meet some other women right now. And while you're out looking for other women who aren't torn between you and some other guy, it's cool for that particular woman to know that that's what you're doing. In fact, I'd say it's better for her to know that that's what you're doing by showing it to her. Let her hear about you dating other women. Even bring other women to those auto conferences that you go to. Hey, after all, you and this woman that you wrote to me about, you are just friends, right? It's always better to show a woman who's put you in the friend zone that you're in the hot zone with women that may be even hotter than she is. As a matter of fact, forget all about that motto, don't ask, don't tell. From here on out, let your personal motto be just show, don't tell. Show her that you're not looking for a relationship with her anymore. Show her that you aren't trying to hear her vent all day about her allegedly ex-boyfriend, and show her that you're over her by moving on without her, and let her openly know and see you dating other women right there in front of her. Now, don't minimize the fact that this woman has hit you with a camouflage rejection by putting you in the friend zone while she's making up her mind about what she wants to do with her ex. You better believe she didn't tell him that. You better believe she didn't put him in the friend zone. You see, sometimes a woman who can do this to you has really been empowered to do this to you because she feels indifference towards you. Remember, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. So there's a chance that when you blast your way out of that standby guy category that she put you in, it might shake her up enough to get her to get herself together, drop that zero, and get with you, the hero. But the best thing that can happen is that if that does go down the way that I just mentioned, it would be great that you would have so many other women in line ahead of her who are really interested in you that she has to fight her way all the way back to any kind of place of prominence. Yeah, the best thing that can happen for you is that you meet a woman that you really like, that really likes you, and is totally emotionally available to you. A woman that so does it for you that you won't even be tempted to give this woman the time of day if she does come back. Yes, the best thing for you to do is to put this woman in your reserves and leave her there and forget about her, actually, and focus at least twice as much of your effort on going out to find and to meet as many other worthy, single, and available women as possible. Yeah, put this woman in your reserves, because it's obvious that she ain't ready for active duty. Okay, troops, we got another communication coming. And this one is from Riley. He's 45 and he's from Los Angeles, California. And the title of Riley's email is, "How long will a woman wait for a man to decide whether or not he wants to settle down with her?" Okay, he writes, "Victory, I've got a problem. But not the kind of problem you usually get. My problem is that I've got too many women and I'm having a hard time making up my mind on which one I want. Ever since my divorce about 4 years ago, I've been on a serious dating spree. I've been determined to see if there were women out there that could be more attracted to me and more compatible with me than my wife was. I was just hoping that I could find one woman worth spending my free time with. So, I've been dating like a madman, and I've met all kinds of girls. But now that I've been doing it for so long, I've had enough. This stuff has gotten old to me. I can't lie to myself. I'm really a relationship kind of guy. I like being with just one woman because it's more satisfying and less nerve-wracking and it's more comfortable. And I can definitely deal without the drama that comes from having a whole lot of women running in and out of my life like a revolving door. But the woman has to be right, though. I've learned my lesson from the mistakes that I've made in the past and in my last marriage. Anyway, I met this woman almost a year ago that sticks out from the rest. She's about 12 years younger than me. Killer body with a good head on her shoulders. She's sensible. She's single. And she has no kids. But she gets along great with my son and treats him like he's hers. But on top of that, I gotta say that this woman turns me on more than the other women that I date. So you might be asking, what's the problem? The problem is that although she's obviously the best I've ever found, and she's into me like I'm into her, I still keep wondering if I should go exclusive with her or if I should just keep dating all these other women. I can't lie, the other women I'm dating are different, but they aren't better. She's more interesting than they are, and I keep finding out new things about her that really impress me. But for some odd reason, I just feel like if I settle down with this one, maybe I'll be missing out on the next one. But again, like I said, I'm a relationship kind of guy, and I can tell that she wants to settle down with me too. We have a lot of fun together. I like being with her. I like being around her, and I like being all over her. It's crazy, and I feel like I'd be crazy to let her get away. How long do you think a woman will stay with a guy while he's trying to make up his mind? Okay, Riley, you got questions? I got answers. Here's my take. It looks to me like you've been on this dating spree, as you called it, for about 4 years for two reasons. Number one, to experience what it's like to not be married for a change and just to enjoy meeting a variety of women. And number two, you were on this mission to find a woman that was a better fit for you than your ex-wife was. Now, why do I say this? It's because that's what you just said. More than once, you said, "I'm a relationship kind of guy," and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Over these past years, you've seen what it's like. You know what's out there for you. And you know that you have the confidence and the attractiveness to have a woman in your life whenever you want one. But now that you've proven that to yourself and you've finally met a woman that's proven to be consistently a good fit for you, which was your ultimate objective. Now you're shell-shocked. It's almost like you didn't believe it could happen. But here you are, face to face with a woman that could quite possibly change your life for the better. I think it's time for you to do a little soul searching, Riley. Finding an attractive woman who's also compatible with you is not always such an easy mission to accomplish. And most men who accomplish this mission, they tend to snatch up these women pretty quick. Look, now that you've been back on the front lines of the dating war, do you still prefer exclusive relationships over meeting multiple women all the time? If not, don't keep this woman hanging on, and don't start lying to her either by promising her exclusivity when you know that's not what you want. Just keep dating and meeting other women just for fun, or until you do meet a woman that inspires you to want to be with her and her only. But if you do want a healthy, exclusive relationship, which is what it sounds like, recognize that the right woman for you will be the woman that doesn't bring you drama and headaches. The right woman for you will bring you things like acceptance, patience, sexual fulfillment, comfort, consistency, compatibility, and peace of mind. These are the things that she'll bring into your life. Now, does this woman seem like she's coming through for you in all of these ways? Now, it sounds like it to me. Just because you've been out here sampling so many pieces of chocolate out of the babe box, don't trick yourself into thinking that you don't still have a favorite. In other words, if you want to stay happily single, cool. But if you're unhappily single because you're too afraid, too scared to make any kind of a decision, uncool. You should know by now that the only thing that differentiates one bomb-level babe from another is how explosively attractive she is to you, how comfortably compatible she is with you, and how consistently committed she is to you. Being a relationship kind of guy, you know better than most guys. You know better than most guys that it's a rare thing to meet a woman who's so attractive inside that she makes the idea of spending more time getting to know her more attractive than wanting to get to know other women. Now, from what you've written, it seems to me that a lot of guys would trade places with you in a New York minute, not to mention a Los Angeles one. You're living the life, Riley. I bet a lot of guys probably want to be living the life of Riley right about now. Your mission is to calm down. First, think logically about this woman, then check how you feel about her. Then ask yourself this question. If my son had met a girl like this, would I tell him it would be a good idea if he entered into an exclusive relationship with her? Now, whatever answer you give to your son to that hypothetical question is the answer you should probably give to yourself. Assuming that your answer is yes, then it's probably because you know that deep down this woman is a good fit for you. So, I strongly recommend that you think long and hard about handing this woman a clipboard so that she can sign up for that exclusive relationship that she's been dropping hints to you about. Then, just relax and give it some time and treat it with respect and enjoy the process of just seeing where the relationship leads. Nobody's saying that you have to buy the girl a ring and marry her in the next 45 minutes. Since you're a relationship kind of guy, know this. If you insist on keeping a woman of this caliber on the back burner, you run the risk of losing everything in this constant quest for variety in hopes that a better thing is going to always come along. But if you go exclusive with a woman that does it for you, who you're into and who's really into you, as long as you move it along at a pace that you both are comfortable with, then you have everything to gain. Just recognize that settling down is like accepting the consolation prize, but settling up is like cashing in on the grand prize. You have to decide which one of those analogies best fits the woman that you described to me in the email. So you can get with this or you can get with that. The choice is yours. This is Victory Unlimited, signing off. Always outnumbered, but never outgunned. Wishing you Godspeed. And no matter how many battles you fight, may your victories be unlimited.